Your organization is giving a report card to local government websites, 16 municipalities and all across Erie and Niagara County. And out of those, taking a look at 10 key areas, 14 failed. So why don't you start off with the overview of the process?
Sure. This was a study done by the Buffalo Niagara Coalition for Open Government, which consists of citizens from Erie and Niagara County. And we took a look at 16 local government websites, rated them on 10 different items. And sadly, 14 out of the 16 websites received an F grade as far as their lack of information that they're providing to the public or the lack of doing it in a timely manner.
And what is the grade scale like? I know only two got in the C range, C+, if I'm not mistaken. Everything else, like you said, was an F.
Correct. Amherst and Wheatfield got a C+, which, you know, they passed, but it's certainly nothing to brag about as far as a grade goes. But the others received below 65 or an F score. And we just took a look at our meeting agendas being posted timely. Are the documents for meeting agendas being posted? Are meeting minutes being posted timely? And, you know, kind of basic items. And there are several municipalities that are weeks and months behind posting these items.
So before we talk about some of that comparison, what would a top grade look like? If there is a municipality out there somewhere, who's getting an A and what are they doing?
Well, nobody got an A in our study. They would have gotten an A if they were doing every one of the 10. We had 10 items that you could receive up to 10 points for. No municipality is posting financial disclosure forms that local government officials complete. So everybody lost 10 points there. Only 3 out of 16 municipalities videotape their meetings and post them. So most municipalities lost 10 points there. And the rest is just lack of having emails and telephone numbers for department heads, things of that nature.
So for the big picture for our audience, let's do a little best versus worst. We had Amherst, the best out of the group of 16, getting a score of 77, a C+. And then we had the Village of Lewiston on the opposite end of the spectrum, getting only a 29 and obviously an F rating. So they seem to have a lot of the opposite ends of the spectrum for their best or worst. Can you tell me about
Sure.
some of those?
Sure. I live in the town of Amherst, so I'm glad to see that Amherst has an open government advisory board, which has also been focusing on some of these issues. So Amherst is very good about posting meeting agendas timely, and they post all the documents so citizens can see the same documents that the board members see. Amherst videotapes their meetings and posts them, which is great. If I can't make a meeting, I can, from my home and computer, watch what's been happening. Amherst is very good at having all phone numbers and emails for department heads and elected officials. Budget documents are all posted. They're up to date on their meeting minutes. Lewiston, on the other hand, does not have 5 years of meeting agendas and minutes posted. They don't attach the documents to their agenda. Contact information is not posted for all elected officials and department heads. They don't have 5 years of budgets posted. They have, you know, a few years, but not five, which is the mark we were looking for. So it's just, and, you know, Village of Lewiston got a score of 29 compared to Amherst 77.
So what does this say about these municipalities?
I think there just needs to be, I don't think these things are hard to do. I mean, in today's day and age, almost half of the local governments are not posting the meeting agenda documents. There's an agenda that'll tell you the topic being discussed, but the documents aren't attached. And all it is, I mean, they're copying the documents for board members anyways. It's simply just scanning it, making a PDF, and posting it. I don't think it's that difficult. Doing timely meeting minutes, same thing. Meeting minutes are prepared, but they're not being put up timely. So I think it's just drawing attention to the importance of these things. You know, I know local governments do a lot. There's a lot going on, but these things are important. I mean, you should be able to know what happened at your last town board meeting before you go to the next one. And if the agendas are meeting minutes are weeks and months late, you know, that you're not going to have that. So I think these are easy fixes. I mean, the interesting thing I liked about the study was Amherst and Wheatfield got the two best scores. Amherst is a very large municipality. Wheatfield is very small. Wheatfield has 18,000 people. So it's really not a question of resources. And Wheatfield videotapes their meetings and posts them. It costs some money. It's not an astronomical cost, but it's just a matter of whether there's a commitment and a focus to having these things take place.
Is there a sensibility in not only fixing these things for the future, but also going back and finding those 5 years of documents, 5 years of meeting minutes?
That would be great. I mean, my plan is now that this report has been released, we are going to send it to each one of these municipalities. We're willing to meet with them and work with them to improve their scores, to improve their websites. I don't want to just take shots and walk away. We're here to help. The goal is to make these websites better, and I hope that they'll view the report in that light.
Is this a first of its kind report for this area?
First in the kind of that has been done locally that I know of. I think there have been other studies like done by the Sunshine Foundation where they've kind of looked at counties and cities. I think our focus is entirely local, and I think we also graded some items that others haven't in the past.
All right. Now, another part of this is not only is it Sunshine Week that you're kind of celebrating or at least making actions towards, but we've also got Freedom of Information Day. And I think that a lot of people hear about the term freedom of information, whether regards to the law or the act, but maybe they don't know enough about it. What are the things people need to know?
Sure. We picked today to release this report because it is Sunshine Week, which is a national celebration for open government and a free press. And today is National Freedom of Information Day, which is in honor of James Madison, one of the architects of our Constitution and a fourth U.S. president. He was a strong supporter of open government. And the public has a right to know. We have a right to know what our elected officials are doing. And the Freedom of Information Law was passed in the 60s. And one of the things we looked at is there information on these websites letting people know they can file a Freedom of Information Law request? And that's not on the homepage. Only Amherst has this FOIL information on their homepage. The others have it, but it's kind of buried and difficult to find. So one of the things we want to encourage municipalities to do is post this information on the homepage more prominently. And people have a right to ask for documents, emails, contracts. Again, we're just looking to do basic things. Can you post the meeting agenda with the documents and post the meeting minutes timely? But if people want to dig deeper than that, they have a right. There are laws in place but that information has to be done in a way so people can be made more aware.
Last but not least, will you plan to do this assessment again, and do you expect that it'll be more positive next year?
Oh, I hope so. I mean, again, we plan to follow up with these municipalities, and it would be great. I haven't thought about whether to do a follow-up next year, but that might be a possibility to see if the scores have improved.
All right. Sounds good. Well, Paul Wolf, thanks for coming in.
Thanks. Great.